Welcome back to Psukei HaDaf. This is Rabbi Yaakov Trump, and we're going to be learning together Brachos Daf Chof Vov, the 26th Daf in Brachos. There are 8 Psukim in total on our Daf, and we're going to be focusing on Pasuk in Tehillim, Yukuf Vov Lamed, 106:30. This Pasuk is a fascinating Pasuk which appears on Chof Vov and Beis in Brachos, and here's how it goes. Vayamod Pinchas Vayapalel. Pinchas stepped forward and intervened. And the plague stopped. What is interesting is this is a narrative section in Tehillim where it's revising a number of sections in history and referring to the plague that occurs and is recorded in the Torah at the end of Parshas Balak leading into Parshas Pinchas is where Pinchas intercedes and the plague stops. The Gemara over here darshans on Chof Vov Amud Beis that there is a very fascinating parallel of two verbs here. The one word is vayamod and he stood, and the other word is vayapalel, which means he intervened. And the Gemara says that this means to say definitional to the word vayamod, standing, is tefillah, is prayer, and therefore we can understand how Avraham Avinu instituted the morning prayer, because it says vayashkem Avraham baboker el hamakom asher omad shom, to the place that he stood there. Amod now can be hyperlinked to the word vayapalel, as we learn from Tehillim, that he stood. Now, how does that work? What exactly does this word vayapalel? It's a very important word to understand, because the word tefillah comes from it as well, prayer. In other words, to daven in Hebrew today, you say, Ani mitpalel, I am davening. What does the word actually mean? Well, fascinatingly enough, if we actually break it down to its etymology, the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Mem Dalad Amud Aleph, tells us that the word palel actually means judgment. And what's so fascinating is the Gemara darshans us v'nasan biflilim. We know that, in fact, that the word biflilim means judgment. And what was said over here is that not Pinchas was gently getting up and praying to Hashem, please save the people. Pinchas was actually bringing a court case against Hashem. He says, you know, there was this terrible incident. The men of Israel were straying after the daughters of Midian and Moab, and the 24,000 people had died. And now Zimri, who was the prince of the tribe of Shimon, publicly goes and has a relationship with this woman, Cosby, who's a Midianite princess. And Pinchas goes up in front of Hashem and says, Hashem, how can you allow this to happen? Should 24,000 people die because of these people? How is this possible? In other words, he was staging a court case. He felt this was incorrect, this was unjust. That's the word vayapalel. Rav Hirsch points out a very fascinating insight into davening because of this. The word lehit palel comes from the binyan, the way of structuring this in Hebrew is the reflexive binyan. For example, if I say ani lovesh, it means to say I wear. Ani mit labesh means I dress myself. It reflects back onto me. Ani palel, I judge. Ani mit palel, I self-judge. I judge myself, says Rav Hirsch. Jewish tefillah, quoting Rav Hirsch on the Chumash in Perek Chof in Bereishis, accordingly, the most complete contrast to what is generally called prayer, it is not an outflowing from within, but it is a renewed intake and penetration of truth, which comes from the outside. What are the mechanics of that? So in the 19 letters, in the 14th letter, Rav Hirsch writes, prayer is our chief form of serving the Supreme One in the present age. But the Hebrew conception of prayer is not the mere request or petition for divine aid, nor even a mere ecstasy of devotion and adoration. It means the possession and expression of proper conceptions and resolutions concerning our own personality and our duties toward God, the world, and mankind. 3 times a day we get to sit for a few moments with ourselves and say, wait a second, is it adding up? Am I doing what I'm supposed to? Do I deserve all the things I'm supposed to be asking for? Are these the things I even want in life? And if not, what should I be doing to want to them, let alone deserve them? That is the process what we call self-judgment. Learn from Pinchas via Palel Pinchas, this form of prayer, and actually the etymology of the word Lehit Palel itself. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.